Cape Talk from the continent.
Soka Sabir, editor at Africa.com. It brings to a close the week for us, and some nice stories coming out of the African continent. Today we speak about solutions for Africa's faming challenges. Morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Zane and
team. Sorry. Soka, you're there. There we go.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Your good news story coming out of the African continent for us this morning.
Well, today we're looking at what Africans are doing to basically provide solutions for the farming challenges that we face. Many of the conflicts that we do see across the continent are due to farming. So whenever you see clashes, it's mainly due to herders herders where the cattle goes into, you know, the pastoral lands of other farmers, and this is where the clashes happen. And many people actually die due to this. It also looks at things like climate change, how is it affecting how we grow our crops. And more Africans are trying to come up with solutions or innovative ways of how we used to do things, more because, you know, after reports from the World Bank and many other institutions, that agriculture is the way to go in terms of boosting trade, boosting unemployment, solving the unemployment crisis on the continent. So young, innovative Africans have come up with solutions of how can we then mitigate some of these challenges that we face. And one of them is land allocation, crop disease, and seeing how can we actually be in places where remote places in terms of tracking all of this. And what a young 25-year-old in Ivory Coast has done is that they've developed technology using drones. So what they do is that they fly these drones across various landscapes, vast lands, and what it does is that it digitally maps out which place belongs to who, looks at the crops that are growing there. And what this helps them do is that then you're able to start mapping out or designating or demarcating, basically, land for different farmers, seeing any crop developments, what climate change situations have happened, because some of them, desertification is happening in some of these areas. And what this also helps as well is that you are then helping people who want to, when there's a claim, for example, if you feel someone has now encroached on your land, you actually have a claim to put forward because you have a formal document that shows you that this is your land, this is how many acres you've got, and someone has now encroached on that. Because these are the challenges, as you say, that we face, because things are not digitized, things are not made official. You find that then, you know, it's a hearsay. If, for example, you've inherited land, how much land have you actually inherited? And this is how this technology will start helping and shaping the future for Africans who want to go into farming.
Yeah. Do we actually see Africa as becoming the food basket for a lot of the overseas countries? And can we sort of sustain that going forward?
Well, you know, that's what the report is saying. That's what economists, analysts are saying, that the potential is there. It's now up to implementation. And you know, people like the World Bank or the African Development Bank are saying that governments now need to actually take it seriously. Governments are still very resource-orientated, commodity-orientated, and they're saying they need to now start creating the laws that make it possible for us to actually become the breadbasket. And this includes, you know, technologies. For example, you find agribusiness needs to get more funding. You need to get more training. The research that scientists have done with regards to drought-resistant planting, making sure that our seeds are better equipped. They don't have the GMOs that we find from other, you know, places that are coming into the continent. Those are the things, or those are the policies that need to now be implemented. So, you know, if you get the buy-in or the political will, yes, we could be. And this is what the argument is for many economists, even other organizations, saying that, you know, we do have the potential to do this if everybody plays along.
Yeah, I think it's just this sort of underestimating the actual power of the African continent and what the African continent can actually produce. But then also, to a large extent, we need to get our political will together and sort of decide where we're going. Anything else out there this morning? I was actually thinking about visas and inter-Africa travel, where we are heading with that very quickly. How open is Africa to trade, and how easy is it to travel from one country to another without visas?
Well, some of the solutions that came up from the African Union summit last year was for us to actually have a one visa for the whole continent. And some countries have adopted this. So Rwanda has adopted this. Parts of East Africa have adopted this as well. But as I say, it's all up to political will. So many people are still afraid in terms of, you know, how do you control who comes within your country? And this is not how we should be thinking. We should be thinking of it as how the European Union did it. I think this is what the whole concept is about. So even intra-Africa trade, you know, how do you make sure that your borders are open enough to make sure that you can actually drive business, but you can instill, you know, you can still, you know, douse the flames or the questions where people feel like someone is coming into my country and not leaving, for example. And I think many of those things are what is in the media. If you give people enough information in terms of how this can actually help us, you'll find that more people will be willing to accommodate people, because you know that we can all move around. You know, you can start your business here. If you feel you've reached a ceiling within your community, you can expand into another country. I think more people will be able or be more open into such things if the correct information and the correct messaging is coming out from media, government, and all other sources as well.
Yeah, the important thing is that you know, in order to have great trade and in order to have business going on, you need that kind of movement, and it's essential to have that movement sort of across the continent if we want to foster great economies. Chatting to Soka Sibiya this morning, she's the Africa.com editor. Thank you so much, and have yourself a fantastic morning.
Thank you.